Activists in Kansas City are stepping up their fight to stop evictions during the pandemic. They've sued in federal court, disrupted virtual eviction hearings, and chained themselves to a courthouse entrance. We'll hear from one of those activists in just a moment, but first we're joined by Gabby Diamond, a Kansas City resident who's facing eviction. Gabby, thanks for being here. I'm sure this is a difficult time for you.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
Well, sure. And can you tell me a little bit about your situation and why your landlord's trying to evict you?
Well, my landlord rents her rooms out, so it's kind of like a shared environment. The other tenant in the house was deciding to start issues, and he wouldn't clean up after himself, and it was just an ongoing problem. And every time we would bring it up to the landlord, she would make it seem like it was mine and my fiance's fault, or... So we called Healthy Homes to get an inspection done because the house has bugs and rats and stuff like that. So it's just an unhealthy living environment.
Hmm. And how much are you paying in rent every month?
It is $600 a month, and that includes everything, only because I'm renting out a bedroom. Mm-hmm. We've actually been on time every month. My fiance is a vet. So our rent is paid religiously through a program called SSVF, which is a wonderful program.
And you were supposed to have your case heard last Thursday, but as I said, it was disrupted by these protests. I mean, what's your plan if that case does, or when that case does, move forward and you're ultimately evicted? Do you have some place to go?
No, not right now, but we are looking for somewhere to go. Because of COVID, it is harder to find places to go. Like, if we did want to go to a shelter or something, you know, they're kind of full because of COVID.
I see. Gabby, hang on just a moment, if you could. I want to bring in Tara Raghavir, who's the director of KC Tenants. It's the group that organized last week's protest. And Tara, I assume what Gabby's telling us here sounds familiar. We are in a moment where a pandemic has broken out. People don't necessarily have a place to go if they lose their homes. I mean, but what is the bigger picture that you're seeing in Kansas City? How many evictions like this are happening?
Gabby's story is absolutely familiar to me. There have been evictions in Kansas City, and specifically the county that Gabby and I both live in, Jackson County, since June of this summer. And, you know, KC Tenants had fought for an eviction moratorium that we won in March, but the presiding judge of our local county court failed to extend that moratorium. So evictions began back in June, and they've actually been happening in two ways. One, in person, in court, exposing people potentially to coronavirus. And then the second way that evictions have been happening is by teleconference. So people are actually being evicted from their homes by conference call. And that was what Gabby was experiencing last week, a conference call eviction hearing. And I think it's about 1,700 evictions that have been filed since June. And notably, about 700 of those have been filed since September 1st, when the CDC actually issued a nationwide eviction moratorium. So these evictions shouldn't be happening as a matter of public health, according to the CDC. But nonetheless, landlords across Kansas City are still evicting their tenants.
Let's get into that just a little bit. The CDC, as you say, issued an eviction moratorium earlier this year, meaning that you couldn't kick somebody out of their home through the end of 2020. Why isn't that protecting people like Gabby?
So there are a number of loopholes with the CDC policy that those of us who have studied these kinds of policies noticed within hours of the announcement on September 1st. One of those loopholes is that the CDC moratorium only protects tenants on rent-related evictions. It does not stop a landlord from doing what Gabby's landlord is doing, which is evicting Gabby for a reason which has nothing to do with the rent. And actually what we're starting to see is more and more landlords advising one another and getting advice from their attorneys to identify some of these non-rent related reasons to evict and then move forward with the process that way, even if the main reason they're trying to evict is because of back owed rent. So that's one of the loopholes. Another is that a tenant actually has to submit the form themselves. And what we found as we door knock across the city is that a lot of tenants have no idea that there is such a national ban on evictions. And then the third problem that's kind of particular to Kansas City is that our local court has actually issued their own guidance. And in many ways, it contradicts the CDC order itself, and it actually makes it easier for landlords to evict right now.
And so your group, KC Tenants, is trying to fight against this. And on Thursday, last Thursday, delayed more than 100 eviction proceedings by shutting down or disturbing the hearings as they were happening online. But what's the goal here, Tara? If these hearings can just be rescheduled and the evictions can be go forward, what are you trying to accomplish?
So I think it's important that while we think about these bigger numbers, 1,700 eviction filings, 600 in September, we have to remember that every single eviction is by itself an act of violence. So what we're trying to do right now is harm reduction, right? We're trying to keep people in their homes today, even if all we're doing is kind of delaying the inevitable. But I should say that tenants have been clear since March that an eviction moratorium alone was never going to save us. Since March, we've been advocating for rent and mortgage cancellation, both across the state of Missouri and nationally, right? And we should cancel the debt that's accruing in these months, even as evictions are or aren't occurring across the country.
Hmm. Gabby Diamond, are you still there with us?
Yes, I am.
Well, let's bring you back into the conversation because you are living this. You are on the verge of potentially losing your place to live. What do you think should be done here to help people like you?
I just think we should stop evictions altogether. Like if it's not a serious reason for evicting people, and like the pricing on the houses and stuff is just so high, it's ridiculous to find a place.
And would you have to go to a shelter if you got kicked out?
Yes, if a shelter can take me. Like at this point, it's very hard to find shelters that'll take people because of COVID. Like they have zero beds and stuff, the ones I've called.
Yeah. That's Gabby Diamond, Kansas City resident facing eviction. We've also been speaking with Tara Ragavir, director of the group KC Tenants. Thanks for your time, both of you. And Gabby, good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you.